This is Growing Up Aspen with Chris Pomeroy and Andy Collin. And this is the season two of the Wiener Stube Joiners Table Chat. And right now we are with Adriana Alberto from an exchange student from Italy during our time in high school. So it's going to be fun to hear what she has to say, what she got out of Aspen. So I hope you enjoy.
I just feel like it's interesting because right now our world, all over, communities becoming kind of an issue. It feels like people are sort of splitting in these groups rather than becoming, you know, a life source thing. And I'm wondering,
right.
You know, in Aspen, it's still connected. There's still a family there, you know, there's a different culture on top of it, but the culture we lived there with is still sort of there. It's just sort of underneath the surface. But what's that like in Italy right now?
I think that things have changed, but not as fast as they have changed in the States.
Yeah.
I mean, things change. I mean, we've always looked up at the United States and we would always get to the point you were at 10 years before. That was pretty much the gap that there was between us and you. Which has probably gotten shortened in 10 years. We still have family, a lot of family. We've opened up our minds. We used to be very close-minded, okay? That was the North and the South. The rich and the poor,
right?
The immigrants and the non-immigrants, which is also something that you can relate to, but it's kind of different because it was much closer. It was all inside of Italy. Okay, people coming from the south to work in the north, people coming from the east to work in the west because the west was producing cars.
Right.
People who were rich, you know, and had apartments, rented apartments to the poor, but we don't want certain kinds of poor because we don't like that kind of poor. We prefer another kind of poor.
Right.
Okay. So we it opened up our mind. That it did. Also because Europe got a lot of immigration from the outside. We stopped being immigrants and we became receiver of immigrants.
Right.
Which of course has its problems, but you get to see different people and you get to see, you know, different, to open up your mind. To me,
that
opens up my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. You see other cultures and your mind gets opened up. It doesn't always happen like that with other people.
Right.
Of course. And without getting too much into politics, the world is turning right and right and right, and which is not good, of course. You know, I can always I like staying in the middle. So that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing that's happening here now and in Europe. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it feels like so much happened in Europe and all that stuff. So history is always fresh in your mind. It happened there, no matter what, whether it was in France or Germany or any, you're there. And so you remember it. Whereas with America, it's always been out of the way. So when people come back, it's almost like they went off to some fairy tale land and then they came back to this, you know. And so there's not a honest acceptance of that stuff, you know. And so I feel like that's part of the difference in our culture as well too, is
lack of experience. Right. You have a different perspective. Okay. You're a country in which many people immigrated to, but then again you're there and you're kind of close there.
Yeah.
And when you travel here, well, then you see things in a certain way, but then you go back and you keep living your lives that you've always lived over there.
Right.
if that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, if that makes more or less sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people, you know, people forget things, even here, you know, like what happened during the war, what happened during the two world wars. It's something that's very ingrained in us and things that I know, even if I didn't live through that. But then we just forget it.
Right.
And start, you know, I think start it's, things all over again.
I think it's like two generations, you know. I think in America, I've noticed that when the greatest generation, the folks in their 80s and 90s,
that experienced what you're talking about and the life in Europe and all that stuff, that was our leap.
When they fought in World War II, they knew exactly what they were fighting. They were fighting fascism, you know. And when they all passed away or got too old to pass that knowledge on to their children's children, I think a lot of it got forgotten.
Yeah, it got forgotten. But, you know, what I wonder is that I remember the tales. I'm not even 60 years old. And I did tell the tales to my child so he knows. And we're, you know, the government and organization and stuff are doing a lot of stuff to keep telling the tales. People are still alive who keep telling the tales. Right. But it looks like it doesn't really matter.
Well, you know? It's not because real. People tend to forget anything. Think about it this way. When I look at my own family's history, it's really not that far back. My grandfather was born in 1901. You know, I knew my grandfather. He was my grandfather. But he went all the way back where it was 30 years after the Indians and the cowboys were fighting. You know, his dad and his grandma and, you know, all them went through that. And it seems like ancient history, but it's really not that far, you know?
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
1950 was, you know, we think of 1950 in America almost in a television type of happy days kind of thing. Reality, I mean, it was not that far, not that long
ago. Right,
my parents were children in the they were in college.
You know, it's funny, but that's like the big difference, although Aspen is a little different because it is based on an older town. I mean, there was a mining thing before, and when that fizzled out, then it became a ski town. So there was some history there, but I just remember going at 16 on a bike trip to France for 2 weeks. And man, I would go to a chateau, and you're talking Camelot days. There is absolutely nothing here that's Camelot. My God. I mean, we have square nails. That's old. But Camelot days? Wow. You know? And so history is one of those things that's constantly in your face there, no matter what. You know, even if you just go out, drive down the street, you know? Whereas, and I felt like in regards to Aspen, and to bring this back to Aspen, the key people, investors that invested in it, the Pepkeys and other folks, one of the big things they wanted to try to do with Aspen, because it was sort of broken down mining town, was to revamp it and to make it a place where people from around the world could come together, sort of like a little hideaway up in the mountains, where people could really talk about issues around the world and concerning the world. The Ideas Fest, the design conference, all these things were meant to spark that kind of thing.
Well, the Aspen Institute,
The Aspen Institute.
And the Aspen Center for the Physics.
Yep.
Same thing,
Those are all set up to sort of bring people around, and they sort of do that now, but it's before it was very community. It was big people around the world. People came from around the world to be part of this, but then it also brought in the locals. They wanted that local small town people input in there. Mix, this big mix. Whereas now I feel like Aspen isn't mixing it up. There, it's like $5,000 to do this. It's, you know, and it's like, who's got that? You know, unless you own Target or Sears. Well, Sears is dead, but
well, that's what Melissa Jeffy tells me. You know, they moved to Boulder in the mid 90s. and now she lives in Denver. And she tells me that she's done with Aspen and she doesn't want to go up to Aspen anymore because Aspen has changed so much that she doesn't like it anymore.
My family moved to Boulder. Boulder is where my family went too. It's,
yeah, my dad has mentioned that he would not go back at all if he had a chance.
Yeah. So
it's just changed so much, you know.
It's so pretty.
It did change a lot. It is pretty. It is pretty, and you know, I see it once every 10 years, so I still have the ideal of Aspen in my mind. Okay, yeah. I go there and look at it, and
I think you got lucky. I think you got lucky because the time you came was
the
last door
time.
In. Right. So you actually really, the world
time.
We're talking about with all our friends, you actually got to be part of that, you know?
Right, where else in the world could you run into Jimmy Buffett, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, and Donald Trump in the same week? You know, you know, or the Kennedys, or you know, anybody else? It was just so weird. Everybody was there.
It is weird. You're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It felt like you got a little view of that part of the world. And you didn't have to be part of it. So at least, you know, it's almost like you got a little earshot. You'd hear conversations just sitting at a dinner at a table, you know, right next to you.
Right. No. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. The authors of Growing Up Aspen would like to thank you and would like to also thank the Aspen Times and the Aspen Daily News for giving us materials for our book, Growing Up Aspen, Adventures of the Unsupervised, which you can get at twistandturnpress.com and any local bookstore. Thanks.